Thanks for joining us on TR5. I'm Charlie Jacobs.
And I'm Zach Bouchard.
Coming up in this TR5, we're going to take a look at how the sports broadcasting world is transitioning from traditional means of broadcasting to streaming. We're seeing it from Amazon, Apple, and others. What that means for you, how you can keep watching, and what to expect in the future, all coming up here on the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. Thanks for joining us here on TR5 Tech Reviews in 5, our first one, in fact, of Season 3. I'm Charlie Jacobs, joined, as always, by my partner, Zach Bouchard. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you?
Doing well, Zach. So, this is really exciting and a really hot topic I've heard people talking about a lot recently, and that is sports streaming. So, you know, traditionally, sports has aired on the over-the-air channels, you know, your ABC, NBC, CBS. And then obviously it's, you know, been 30 years now, but cable channels like ESPN, Fox Sports One, all these different channels have had sports. And now, you might notice in the past couple years, especially this season, it's now on streaming. Things like Apple TV, Friday Night Baseball, and Amazon Thursday Night Football. So this is just kind of a really big development in the tech world. So Zach, first of all, you know, since we talk about, you know, Apple a lot on the podcast for various reasons, what do you think about Apple, you know, going into this industry, not only, you know, being the provider of the streaming service that provides the games, but also producing these broadcasts?
Yeah, you know, I think they're kind of biting off more than they can chew here, especially getting into producing sports broadcasts. That's not what they do. They're mostly a tech manufacturing company. And so I just find it strange that they feel they should jump into sports broadcasts. It's, even with Apple TV has never been the most popular streaming service out of all the options you have, Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu. So I definitely think it's a bit weird that they're jumping into this, and it doesn't seem to be an area that they have a ton of experience in.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's kind of reflected with the reception. So Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV premiered at the beginning of this MLB season in April. Now, this is the first season Apple TV has a 7-year contract at $85 million a year. So that is a big, expensive contract. So really quickly, just talking about the actual aspects of the broadcast, it really was not didn't get great reviews from critics. I think while its visual production was praised, a lot of people like the graphics, the minimalist graphics. Zach, you notice the on-screen graphics, like the scoreboards and the stats, kind of matched up with the
Apple. Definitely a lot of familiarity there.
Yeah, they kind of matched up.
Resembled iOS. Yeah.
Exactly. They kind of matched up with the website design. But and the cameras were good. They used a lot of 4K cameras, and they have a big budget. Obviously, it's Apple, so people thought the visual quality was good, but they noticed that the commentary was really lacking. I think that a lot of these people had never broadcasted baseball before, and it just got really negative views. I'm looking at some reviews here. Some people are saying it was, quote, unlistenable, and that just shows the inexperience that Apple has in this department. Obviously, they have the money to fund these broadcasts. They have the means to do it, but they don't have the people yet, and they don't have the experience necessary, I think, to really pull off a good broadcast. So I think in that perspective, you could be expecting more from them in upcoming seasons. Now, the big question is, how do you actually watch this? So if you're not a streaming expert, I'll say this. You can't watch it on TV. So if you have any sort of Apple product, you'll notice the Apple TV app. So for this first season, the games were free. So on your iPad, phone, Mac, whatever it is, you could watch the games just on the Apple TV app or your Apple TV, the physical device they make. But Zach, I think what really frustrated a lot of people is that, you know, you can't watch it on TV. I mean, a lot of people, especially older people, you know, they want to watch the games on TV. They don't want to have the inconvenience of, you know, watching on their phone. And the streaming quality is a lot worse than the quality you get from a hardwired cable.
Right. And I mean, you could watch it if you have like an Apple TV hooked up again, but a lot of people just want to be able to turn on the TV, go to the channel they always go to, whether it's ESPN or NBC Sports. They just want to go to the channel that every week they turn on and it's right there. It's easy to use. You don't have to navigate menus looking for the sport. You don't have to worry about if your internet's going to be fast enough, if other people in your household are using bandwidth. It should be something that's easy, that is simple to access, and yet it's not. Apple has turned it into this process of, where am I going to watch this, and am I going to be able to watch this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they've had a big marketing campaign. They're trying to give the message that it's easy to watch. Everyone has an Apple device. Well, not everyone necessarily does. And like you said, Zach, with cable or satellite, that's a physical signal bringing the broadcast into your house. But a lot of people have really slow Wi-Fi. And if you have slow Wi-Fi, it's going to be no different than streaming a video off YouTube, where sometimes it's going to be blurry or there's going to be buffering where it has to load. So I think that's probably one of the biggest downsides. And actually, one thing that was interesting is I'm reading this here. So if you're a sports fan, you remember in late September, Aaron Judge was going for the American League home run record. This was a big game. And it was going to be on Apple TV Plus. Now, the New York State Attorney General pressured MLB and Apple to, she said, you need, you know, she strongly pressured them to try to get the game on YES, which is the Yankees TV network. She said, you know, a lot of people don't have access to this. This is a historic game. Like, get this game on cable where people can watch it. And they refused. They said, nope, too bad. So a lot of people in the New York area didn't even get to see this historic event. So I think that it really just seems like while some people like the ease of listening or watching on the go or on different devices, I think that it's really excluding a lot of people from watching, it seems like. And Zach has a little bit more on the tech aspect, but the other main thing was Thursday Night Football, which has just launched this season. Now Amazon getting into this too. And Zach, it's just really weird to me that companies like Apple and Amazon are getting into the sports broadcasting world. And not only do they just, like I said, they're not just carrying the broadcast, they're producing the broadcast. It's made by them. And something else that's interesting is the Thursday Night Football, Al Michaels. Zach, you probably even heard of him, even though you're not a big sports fan. Al Michaels, a very famous broadcaster. I mean, he's been around forever. He did a Sunday Night Baseball on NBC, you know, forever up until last season. And now he's at Amazon. They have like the biggest NFL broadcaster is now at Amazon. So this just shows these companies are not holding back with the amount of money that's being poured into these contracts. And Zach, it really seems like they are putting faith that they're going to get some return on investment.
Yeah, it definitely does, and that's still yet to be determined. I mean, so far the initial reaction from this, from audiences at least, has been completely negative. Not only has the production and broadcasting quality been terrible, but it also just takes away, you know, the tradition of just turning on your TV and the game is right there. So I think so far the initial reaction from viewers has definitely been negative, but we'll have to see where that goes in the future. Now, in terms of the future of sports streaming, well, Charlie, you have something to say first.
I just really want to interrupt quickly before you say that. When you say the broadcast has been terrible, I don't know if that's entirely true. I mean, I know with Apple TV, we said the announcing has been really bad, but things like Amazon, I actually watched it, and we have pretty good Wi-Fi most of the time, so it was okay to watch. Now, the camera angles and the camera angles and the graphics and whatnot are pretty much the same. You're not really noticing a difference there. But where you notice the difference is in how good it looks on your TV. Instead of flowing crisply, it kind of, parts of the screen might blur, or it just doesn't, something just doesn't seem the same. It's not as, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's just the quality isn't as good. So I think what Zach means is the viewing quality, not necessarily the broadcast quality. Just wanted to throw that
right,
in.
Right. And depending on how your service is, it could be either, and it all depends on personal preference there and, of course, what type of internet you have. But in terms of where this is going in the future, I would say right now it's hard to say where tech companies actually producing this content. It's hard to say where that's going to go in the future. But in terms of just sporting events being available on streaming TV, that is very much clear. We can definitely tell that is going to be the future of live sports, that this is going to move almost completely to streaming, because so far consumers have actually enjoyed that. It's definitely nice to be able to access this on the go on your device, and you could you still do have the option of the TV, viewing it on the TV. Like I said earlier, it's a little bit more difficult. So now cable companies and, you know, over-the-air companies have the challenge of competing with these streaming services. And so they have to now figure out, okay, how are we going to allow our users to access this on maybe a second device? Like, for example, if you have Xfinity, you may know Xfinity Stream, where you can actually watch live TV on your phone through your subscription. That's one way that cable companies are working to almost turn their services into what the streaming platforms are offering. Another big component of this is targeted advertising. Many of the streaming services are able to modify the ads that air so that you're getting a different ad from everyone else based on what your interests are or where you live. It's similar to how targeted ads work on websites. Again, cable companies are going to have to figure out how to compete with this. Now, it all depends on how this is executed, but it definitely looks like streaming sports is going to be very much part of, you know, sport viewing in the future.
Yeah, and Zach, one interesting thing, and kind of summarizing what you said, is I think that despite some critical reaction so far, it probably will be positive in the long run. It just might take some time to get there. And one interesting thing is last Thursday night, the Bears game was this Amazon Thursday Night Football, but the local Fox station actually bought the broadcasting rights for the Chicago area. So people in the local Bears market were able to watch it on TV. And that just shows that, you know, it's still not the primary method. I think when the local TV company realizes, hey, a lot of people aren't going to be able to watch on Amazon, let's pay for the rights so people in our market can watch it. I think that's something you're going to see with local markets maybe still having the game available in some way. But eventually that's going to be phased out, and eventually you're either going to have to get on the streaming train or just not watch the games, I think, really is what it boils down to.
But I think right now, you know, what you just said, it also shows that these two opposing forces can almost coexist here, where you can still have it on streaming and on cable, and everyone's happy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where this development goes. By the way, you can actually check out our Ways to Watch TV episode. I think that was our... What was that, Zach? First season, maybe episode...
It was first season. I would say episode 3.
Episode 3,
it was
maybe?
Definitely first episode of 2021, I think.
Yeah, episode 3. So back in the day. Anyways, you know, if you want more... Exactly. So if you want more on that topic, make sure to check that out. But I think that's going to wrap it up here for season 3, episode 3 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast. Make sure to visit our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, or check out the Zachnology Tech Reviews mobile app to submit voice messages, listen to the podcast, contact us, and more. So for Zach Bouchard and everyone here at the Zachnology team, I'm Charlie Jacobs signing off. We'll see you again very soon. Have a good day, everybody.
Contents of this podcast are copyright 2022 by Charlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Charlie has received paid compensation from Spotify Technologies SA. Charlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for a paid compensation.